5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm Craig Anderson and welcome to the latest edition of Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Of course, we're still about 3 months away from the start of the Champions Hockey League campaign. We'll find out this week exactly who Brayhead Clan will be taking on in this brand new competition. Something for the fans to look forward to. But as ever, focus turns to the players arriving and signing at the club right now. I'm delighted to say we've got a player returning to the club. I'm about to speak to in just a second, and he continues in that vein with the return of Matt Keith, the captain. Matt Haywood, who was announced last week, and Zach Sullivan, not to forget, of course, Jordan Cowney, the only new signing for the club so far. I'm delighted to say, talking to me on the line right now is Ben Davis. Ben, you're back at Brayhead Clan for another year. What's persuaded you to return to Glasgow?
Yeah, well, I loved being around the team last year, and obviously the setup around Glasgow. Really enjoyed myself, so obviously... When the guys said about coming back, I was thrilled.
Now, you'd spent most of your career in Cardiff. How did being at Brayhead compare to what you were used to at Cardiff, and dare I say, what you were used to for a long time?
Yeah, well, first of all, it was nice to get a change, really. Obviously, like you say, I'd been in Cardiff quite a while, and my first year really playing outside Cardiff, like a full season anyway. And really, like I said, the setup couldn't have been much better. On and off the ice, yeah, it was all very, very good and pretty smooth. So
that's it. And you had that Purple Army behind you as well. What was it like to play in front of them, especially with the amount of sellout crowds there were last season?
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. We had, I don't know how many sellouts and how many full houses at the end of the year, but it seemed like every game it was pretty much sold out. There was one or two midweek, but it was superb. All the support throughout the year, and again, on and off the ice, the fans, all they done was speak highly of us, and that's all you can ask for, the support, day in, day out.
Now, as we touched upon there, coming to Brayhead was a new thing for you. You hadn't moved clubs in the way that you did last year. Did it take you a few weeks to maybe settle in at first, to get used to the new surroundings, the new fan base behind you, that sort of thing?
Yeah, definitely. There was definitely an adjustment, and those first couple of weeks in Auchenhavy as well, they take some adjusting, and when you get in the arena and everyone got going, yeah, it was smooth sailing from there. But yeah, I suppose moving everything up, bits and bobs, and it took a couple of weeks, but once I was up, then yeah, it was very comfortable.
Now, the Clan came off a season where I suppose you could say it was disappointing. Didn't win the league, missed out by a point. Won the Gardner Conference, but missed out on the playoffs. Are you someone that prefers to look back on the season on a more positive note rather than obviously the outcome that I just mentioned?
I'm not sure, to be honest. I think it was very hard missing out on the league by a point, and then obviously not doing as well as the whole team really hoped we'd do in the playoffs. That kind of hurt a lot as well. But yeah, we look back. We had a very successful year in the conference, and hopefully we build on that this year. And we did qualify for the CHL, which is another huge thing for the club. And obviously, I look forward to being a part of that next season. So that was one big positive I take from last year. But like I say, it was disappointing not to have got closer with the league and the playoffs for sure.
Now, as I speak to you, we're only days away from knowing the draw for the CHL and the season to come. presumably you've had a look at the teams that are taking part in the competition next year. Are there any places you'd quite like to go to if the draw goes favourable in that way?
Not teams in particular right now, I don't think, but countries I haven't been to, I'd like to go, I suppose, where maybe somewhere like Switzerland or Finland or somewhere like that. Any country, anywhere, it's all going to be very, very good. I'm looking forward to it, but yeah, somewhere like that, I think. Switzerland, Sweden, Finland. Yeah, I don't know, we'll see. Should be an interesting draw anyway.
I take it you'll be glued to the internet this week when the draw's being made as we find out exactly just where exactly we're going to go.
Yeah, like I say, it'd be interesting to find out when the draw's made. I did actually watch last year's, which was a little entertaining, but I don't know if I'll come around to watching this year, but it'd be even more interesting watching it, knowing you're going to be a part of it.
Now again, looking back on last season, was there any games that stood out for you where you felt that you really enjoyed being part of Brayhead Clan, that you really felt at home, for want of a better expression?
There was a couple of games where I thought I had pretty good games at home and was happy with my performance, and obviously when we were winning and obviously celebrating with the crowd, they were good things that stick out for sure.
Now, as we look ahead to next season, of course, you're only at the club for a year at least, I understand. You got 9 goals and 22 assists last season, 31 points. Is that a total you're looking to try and beat this year? Is that something you're aiming for already?
Yeah, definitely. It was, as you say, points-wise, it wasn't as good as maybe it had been a couple of years before for myself in Cardiff, but... yeah, personally, away from the team aspect, I'd set myself goals, and I'm definitely going into next season hoping to achieve more than that. So we'll see.
And of course, other teams are making their moves as well as they look ahead to the new season. Coaching changes at a couple of clubs as well. I mean, last season was a tight and very close one. Do you expect the same next season, if not closer?
Yes. Yeah, I do. I think for definitely, maybe for a neutral, and for some of the fans, I think it was very good seeing a close year, close league, up and down the table. Really, yeah. Like I say, it went pretty much to the last game of the. Well, it did go to the last game of the year, which is unbelievable. And it was a lot of teams very close. It was a very exciting year, I'd imagine, for a neutral or just for. Yeah, I think it will be close again next season.
Now, we've had a month off now since the season ended. When is it you start getting into your head about thinking about hockey again, when you start getting into, obviously, thinking about your training and your conditioning and things like that? At what point in the summer does that start creeping into your thoughts?
Still a couple of weeks till the hockey side of things come in. I've been back in the... I've had a couple of weeks off already, so I've been back in the gym for a two weeks or so now, but yeah, it's still a little while off till I start thinking about hockey. I'd say maybe around June, so yeah, I'll take the rest of May and then try and get on the ice down in Cardiff a little more and work on things I think I need to work on and go from there.
And there we are. Ben Davis becomes the fifth name on the Clan roster for season 2015-16. My goodness, that doesn't seem that far away, does it? Well, of course, you can keep up to date with all the latest news with Brayhead Clan, especially that Champions Hockey League draw coming up from Prague later this week. Keep an eye on things at brayheadclan.com, like the club's official Facebook page, or follow us on Twitter at Brayhead Clan. This is the latest edition of Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. My name's Craig Anderson. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.